reorient ourselves. We're discussing a question about the potential obligation of a doctor to pay for malpractice. Pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch says, based on Ramban, that such an obligation exists, and the particular thing we want to discuss now is the Ramban makes no distinction between a doctor who's being paid and a doctor who's not being paid. In contrast, the Gemara Bava Kama, Sadi Testament Beis, draws precisely such a distinction. The question becomes, why does this distinction apply to the case of a doctor? We mentioned at the end of this year that Rav Shechter Shalita, an article printed here at the end in English, suggested that every doctor is being paid for a mitzvah. It may depend upon Tzul Lashon of the Bava Kama, whether in fact Tzar Mitzvah is considered Tzar in this regard. Bava Kama, that's Nun Vav Amud Beis, with respect to Shom Raveh and Shom Asochem. Assuming that it's not, which is seems to be the consensus of most poskim, we talk about an actual monetary benefit,
thank you,
which the Shom Raveda has, we're back to square one. So I wanted to draw a different distinction. Tosfos and Sadi Testament Beis, we still only have half of it here, page 5, said even though Adam is more the Olam, so why should we draw a distinction between Chinam and Bistar? The onus ki hai lo machayev odom ha-mazik is perishin perik ha-meniyah. Le'el daf chav zayin ha-mazayis, v'shom. Tosfos there says that there are four levels. Let's review again. There's Shia, which is the worst. Then there is onus ke'ein aveda. Then it's onus ke'ein gneva. And then it's on his gum. You're familiar with these terms from Shomrim, right? Shia, Shamachinim is Chayiv, Shamasam is Chayiv and Geneva and Aveda. But the Gemara at the beginning of Hashol, if you look last year, it makes a distinction between Geneva and Aveda. Aveda is worse than Geneva. Aveda is closer to Shia, and Geneva is closer to Onis. And it's on his gum, which even in Shomach Socher is Potter from. We show all this time. So Quantos is split down the middle, two and two. Shia and Kain Aveda Yachayev, and Onus and Geneva, you are Potter. This is Tosfos Shita. We mentioned that the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that Onus Gomer is also Chayev. What do you do with all those riots and Tosfos? A bunch of riots indicating that it's not so. So the answer is, Ramban says that you are potter if we can blame the victim. The word they use today, blame the victim. They use it in a negative sense. You know, blame the, we use it in a realistic sense. You blame the victim who was himself a poshea, who put himself into this situation where nature took its course and he was hurt. So then we say, look, it's your fault. You put yourself into this situation. As the Ramban said, we mentioned one example, that if a person goes to sleep and someone else goes to sleep nearby, and A went to sleep first, B went to sleep second, and A kicks B in the middle of his sleep and hurts him, A is puzzled. Why is A puzzled? The Tosfos says, it's not us, it wasn't his fault. The Ramban says, it doesn't matter, it's not your fault. The reason you're puzzled is because B is a poshe. The difference, of course, would be if it's nobody's fault. Adam HaMazik, when it's absolutely nobody's fault, Rucho Shel Elio, a hurricane came and his hurricane blew it and he took him and hurled him through a window. He broke somebody's window. So things of this nature. So he's an Adam HaMazik, but on his gomer. Quanta told him he certainly would be possible. Quanta Ramban wants to make a case that he'd be chayav. It's not really, he's not the Nizik's fault either. Now, this is the Ramban says. It says, above a Mesir Pei Beis, that's where it's found. Now, one can now try to extrapolate and say, well, we say that the Mazik is Chayav, when the Nizik is Poshea, perhaps Shia is a Nizik is Lavda. That has to be only a case in which the Nizik is actually a Poshea, where he's guilty of negligence. But what is, to me, he's guilty of negligence? We say, you know, he got himself into this situation. There could be a case where you get yourself into a situation which might not be viewed as absolute negligence. You just put yourself into that situation. Maybe you should have known better. Maybe you should have known better. We can't really blame you and say you were negligent for going into the situation, but you went into it on your own, of your own volition. You didn't have to go into the situation. You chose to go into the situation. He gave us a mashal. The case of the Gemara, which is in Ksubas, the Flam Adal at the base. Some of you who are in Ksubas may have gotten there already. Not yet, you get there, hope soon. And maybe when the Kama, it's not Kupir Beis, the Gemara has a similar discussion. The case of a person who gave away, had a pikadon, gave Reuben a pikadon, and Reuben died. And now Reuben's kids think the pikadon belongs, because they don't own the pikadon, they think it belongs to them. So they shechted kisvurin shalavien. And then they shechted. So in some cases, you're potter from paying b'tzaras mazik. Mashenen, they have to pay. Mashenen, you should have had earlier in Ksubas. Those were in Ksubas, it comes up in the sugya of Kim Lebed Rabamine, Zohar Shachal Truma, tells about Mashenen. But that principle is elaborated upon later. The Shaman's the main boss of Bezol, take 2/3. That's what you gain. The question becomes, why don't you pay the Torah's other mamazik? After all, the children, although it wasn't really their fault, but they damaged someone else's property. There was a property, there was a behemoth there, and they shafted it. They damaged someone's property. So they should be required to pay. Tell them it's not their fault, so what? The Tulsa brings a riot. One of the Tulsa's riot. Tulsa brings a riot that Adam Hamazik, the owner's governor, is possible. All the Rambandu with it. I'm sorry.
First of all, I'm not going to get back.
So what the Ramban might suggest is, you know, here the Mafkid got himself into the situation. He gave it to Reuben. He knows that Reuben's not going to live forever. Expect Reuben to live certainly for another 20 years until he has plenty of time to get back to Sukkot. But no one's life is guaranteed. So it's, you know, you can't really blame him. You can't take the poshea in the full sense of the word. But on the other hand, he put himself into that situation. He knew it's possible that Reuben may not live, and it's possible that children may take the behavior, and it's possible they're shepherds. No, it's possible. It's very remote. But since he put himself into that situation, then the person's mazik would be pumped. That's a possibility, say Pshat and the Gemara according to the Ramban. There are other possibilities. You look carefully, Ramban and Bava Metzia, it could be that someone who is a shomer has certain immunity. A person is only chayev b'toras adam hamazik if he doesn't wear any other hat. Once he has a different hat, called it Ganes, called it Shomer, called it whatever, then he's chayav for that, not chayav for Shemazim. That's again a long discussion. It has to do with Terege Elanara. Again, primarily the Sugya of Lama Dalet, but it even comes up for earlier. The same Sugya of Zarah Shachal Truma comes up. Rashi, Kiyegev, those who maybe have learned the Sugya. So this is a broader issue which we're going to try. We're not going to go into right now. Bottom line, Rabban, who says other Ramaz is chayav for onus gomer, is an exception for Shiyat HaNizik, that's for sure. That's the favorite. But it might be extended not only to the case of Shiyat HaNizik, but even in the case of the Nizik put himself into that situation, even though it wasn't an absolute Shia. A way out for the Mazik. Right? Some say, by the way, that the Let's leave it at that. This being the case, we can say as follows. The only time that my implicit has come to get involved in the situation and take the financial risks which are inherent in the situation, the only time that works is by mazik. Because when it comes to mazik, I have the ability to be mochel. A person can say, krak susi v'hipotik. Rip my shirt and be potik. Why not? The Mishnah Baba Kama. My property is mine. I can throw the property to the garbage can. I can tell you, do me a favor, rip my shirt and be potik. So too, I can put myself into a situation by saying that, you know, you take care of my shirt. Get my shirt to the cleanest, huh? And if something happens, so I can say, yeah, crack Susie V. Potter. I'm not telling you to rip it, I'm telling you to clean it. But I know that when you clean things 1,000 times, so 1 time it gets ruined. So that's the understanding. If I pay you money, then the Gemara says, "Kam b'schar." Then what's the din? You have to pay me. Why? Kol ha'umnim shomer socha. You have to pay. Once you're receiving payment, then you have a much higher level of responsibility. If I give you my shirt to clean for nothing, you do me a favor, and you're cleaning it for nothing. And then one out of 1,000, you know, things get ruined in the cleaners. So I didn't say krak susi. I didn't say rip it. I said you clean it, but you understand that you clean 1,000 garments, one's going to get ripped. So therefore, you're puzzled. That's why the distinction between mechina and b'schar. B'schar a much higher level of responsibility, shofar or the equivalent, and mechina not. But that's only true when it comes to property. Because when it comes to property, I have the right to tell you to rip it. So when I give you the property, the garments are clean, for example, I'm saying, no, clean it. I know 1 in 10,000 is going to rip, and I understand I'm taking my chance. If I tell you to take care of my body, I tell you to take care of my goof, do I have a right to tell you, hey, take off a finger, be potter? Absolutely not. The Mishnah, same Mishnah of Kama says, someone who says, Sameas Eini, or Kateas Ragli, I forgot exactly what the lesson of the Mishnah is, Sadi Beis of the Kama. So you put there? No, you're not puffy, you're chayav anyway. Why are you chayav? So the basic logic is because the person doesn't know himself. You're not a boss, or you're not a balabos on your own body. You can't say, take over, amputate, and then I'll pop you. This is a game. You don't know, you can't do that. So the statement has no meaning. Of course, if a doctor has amputated for medical reasons, you don't have to say that he put there. He has to, otherwise you're going to die. This being the case, you can understand why a doctor's chayav, according to Ramban, the source of the Shulchan Aruch, Ramban Lo Shitaso, you're chayav whether it's bechinam or whether it's bischa. Because even if it's bechinam, and the Gemara Baba Kama Tadi Tesla based on bechinam, there's no obligation to pay. The way we're presenting it, the reason for that is because the person who gave over the property to you to watch and for you to fix understood very well the possibility of it being broken rather than fixed, and was willing to, in effect, take this chance on himself. However, when it comes to the human body, such a statement is not in your capacity. You can't make such a statement because you don't own your body. You can't say Sameach Eini V'Yipotzei. Rak Susi V'Yipotzei, yes. Sameach Eini, no. So here, you're not saying Beferish Krak Susi or Sameach Eini. Saying clean my garment, fix my body. But if something goes wrong, so your implicit statement allowing it to work and be accepted is effective with respect to your garment. It's not effective with respect to your body. That's why I want to understand the distinction between the din of a woman working with material, b'chinam is pater, and a doctor working with on a body, that b'chinam is chayav, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Okay? Yes.
There's still always going to have to be a tovea. So when the patient's the one who's saying that even though he has no right to say that you can go ahead and mess up my body, he's saying I'm not going to be suing you.
What does that mean? And he changes his mind, I am going to sue. He doesn't sue, so we can go home. There's no what the topic is called? Medical legal malpractice. He doesn't sue, he's gone. But someone has to decide that he's going to sue. He doesn't want to sue. Maybe they shamayim.
His meaningless statement is meaningless in terms of his allowing the doctor to do malpractice, but in terms of its effect in the liability phase, why would it be pondering the doctor from having the claim that he was
in? It doesn't. That's exactly the point. It does. That's precisely the point. That's exactly why the doctor has to pay, even if he was healing for nothing. That's the question we had originally. Why is that an uman, someone who's cleaning your shirt, who's working for nothing and even does the damage, he's potter, but the doctor's working for nothing on your finger, we don't find the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban that he's potter. That was the question we started off with. So the answer is, you're right, it's in fact right. Because the implicit mechila, if you will, whether it's mechila or better than mechila, which is inheres in the situation of an uman who's fixing my shirt, the equivalent of crack susi vipot. But you can't make a statement when it comes to your own body. That's the whole malach I'm trying to develop. And this idea appears elsewhere, I think, as well. In the last page of my Makomas, for those who have the last page, the Mishnah Lamela. I'm not sure if all you have it. Some of you have it in English, and then you don't have it. If it ends in Hebrew, or so there's going to be a separate page for some of you. Yes?
This last part saying that there's no way to get this pain or not because it can't be multiplied on your own.
All right.
So why did the English have this article? They have to make a whole.
He didn't say this there. He had a different there.
I'm saying, but no, I'm not. According to that parent, then, so you wouldn't make him into everybody's paid.
Right. So it's like a different shot. His without no spirit. His set of work according to the version of Baba Kama, Nun Vavamad Vayim, which says that Tzchar Mitzvah is counted as Tzchar. And the Pshat that we're giving will work according to the data that holds that Tzchar Mitzvah is not Tzchar.
No, you could say that Tzchar Mitzvah is Tzchar, but it's not, it's moved, it's irrelevant.
But what we are saying, right. Yeah, right.
It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
You don't need to.
That's exactly so.
So, actually,
Rambam. Okay. So the Mishnah Lamelech here in Perikop Aleph Halacha says, what did Rambam say? Isha Shashibra Kelev Eitz Shosam Malach Oseh Masov Besa Ptura Mishim Takpana. Otherwise we'll end up with a fight between them. The Ravid says no, it's a Pshia B'Bailim. But this Rambam I learned last year when we learned Perik HaShol, many of you may have seen this Rambam in the Ravid. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, I am a shakasati the shepherd Hamil for Shluchim. Loshani le arrive at Bepshil Babylon, Ube Mazik be a dying. Shuvdik Dakti, Mashanira Anocha, the Lola Mishil le arrive at the Shilik Ben Toshel and Mazik in the Shmir Babylon. Miu Dafta be Miskaven la Hazik. Avala Isha Shashibra Shloniskavna la Hazik, Din Toshea Doninosa. He brings the right. Afal gav the other muad li olam ben er ben yoshen. Kocha mitam maziku. If your person's chayav no matter what. Then the shmir v'balim shanyo. So with respect to the pter of shmir v'balim, a distinction is drawn between someone who is mazik b'kavana and someone who's not mazik b'kavana. This requires an understanding. Why should this distinction exist? Other more than all, we're so excited. So what's special over here? If you take a look in the last page, last, today, Loan Up Zirak, the Nachas Tzvi, that's written by the Baal Pitzke Tshuva. Quotes the Ber Yitzchok, that's the Yitzchok Hanan. Hikshe Mizel, she just arrived in her Kofala Fichas Ishus. The Ishus is Shibra Klebish Eith Malach the Ptura Menadim, which is the Havim Shiva Bailam. Upirish HaMishnah Melech Shav. The Sfirle is the Af Mazik Yerushalov HaKavona, Pot of the Bailam. Quotes the Hevesim Pitzke Tshuva Kufayim Vos. DMK, Amai Chayav Hocha, what's that? Simon Tav Chafalos of Yubayt, Amazik v'ishto v'chule, very nice euphemism. It is Amazik v'ishto v'tash v'shamita, it's a Gemara in Masechta of Bava Kama. So why over here is Yitayav, Hohava v'bailim v'shalo v'kavona. It's an effect, v'bailim, and shalo v'kavona. So why over here is it chayav? If it caused the derived sheet of the bialim shalom bekavona is positive. The tirit, the shiny, the yesh lechalek, the shiny nizke gufo miniske mamono, the nizke gufo chamiri ke the basina gavidal advar v'chula ayin shom. What's the pshat? The someone who's mazik shalom bekavona, the bialim, is potter from nezek. But is chayav by chovel. Mazik as ishto is chovel, and ishto shibur kelim is nezek. What's the difference? Oh, I thought the point of this so much. We just said it's miyusha b'tuf tam v'das. Because when it comes to property damage, it's all based on the understanding between the parties. That's over here. If I give somebody something, I give my wife is cooking in my kitchen, right? And she's mazik shalom b'kavon, right? And it's the bialim. The p'tur is understood that way. That's part of the understanding between the parties. She's going to be fun. But when it comes to chovel, there is an understanding. There are no understandings. They don't work because you can't say. This doesn't work, understand? If the understanding doesn't work, so therefore, the mazik et ishto, which is chavala, then it would be a chiyuv no matter what, even though it's shalom b'kavon, even though it's the Bible. I don't want to go into all the process of these concepts, which some of you may have learned last year, but I think the yisod, which we express, would answer this, would explain the distinction of Yitzchok Kohen and Ber Yitzchok Siman Dalet as well. Again, all is a pir amba. The question was raised, what about according to Tosfos? So the Chora, Tosfos doesn't seem to accept this distinction. So we can now argue that maybe at the feet Tosfos, we should say the doctor's status will depend on the following. The doctor could be chayef, if he's not being paid, Bishop Adam Hamazik, but then Lechara, we should say like this, that he's only Chayav, like any other Mazik, either on Poshea, or what, or Ke'en Aveda, which is a quasi Pshia, closer to Pshia than to own his government. That's Tos the sheep. Tos draws a line, 2 and 2. Shia in the Canaveda is Kaya. Ones in Kanganeva is Potter. That's where we have to draw the line. So it would seem. So it would seem. So it would seem. If he gets paid, oh, now we'll say the Shomer Socher. A doctor gets, most doctors we don't get paid. So the doctor gets paid, now he's already, maybe I have a status of Shomer Socher. He's now totally has to watch me. Oh, so that's a good, a technical question, which is discussed at some length over here in a piece called Chiyuv Nezikin Berofei Sheizik. Which is it goes backwards over here, the order. Right. Starts from well, this goes out of order. 29 through whatever it is, go you know. Backwards order from the goes from left to right. Okay, no problem. Page 29. So steps that we spoke about. All the bears are 7 1/4 here. Somewhere in this piece, I can't see it right now, maybe you see it, he talks about Shomer Socher being potter mikarka. You remember learning last year in the Perek HaShoah, there's no chiyuv, there's a hafkof, karka for Shmira. It discusses somewhere here about whether a person has a status of karka. Where is it? Somewhere here. Somewhere, anyway. I thought I see it, but I don't see it right now. That perhaps the human being is considered like karka, and by karka, there's no din of shmira. Of course, what we said before, it's not true. Because the chiyuv, what we call chovel. Chovel, by definition, is limited to human beings. Whether you call them karka, don't call them karka, it's irrelevant, because we know that the chiyuv exists. We know that it exists. Oh. But here he discusses a very important question, which is who has to bring the raya? Very often is a question. Is there a chiyuv or not? Are you guilty of malpractice or not guilty of malpractice? So he discusses that question over here as well. Who has to bring the right? You say you're a mazik ba'onek. Who has to be the vara? Take a look on page 30. He quotes the Ramban, he quotes Tosfos. Is the line which I read to you earlier. Ein v'uman al tovim lachna m'shem adam ha-mazik. He wears another hat, but there's no din of adam ha-mazik. It's a different status. Zulim because he's a shomer. V'yesh tovim adam ha-mina, the last paragraph. Na-f'kemina l'dina b'en shem shem v'uman v'm lachna v'm din onas as far as that tosis. Or Bishop Shane Allah Shem Otama Mazak Bishtam Shakasav Rabbah, if a Uman Hizik, Bitovan Shaya Onus, the Hezik there, Al Mi Chala Chova Tal Chocha, Haim Allah Bailam, who are most in Moman, Bishadin Amosim Mechave all of a riot, O Dilma, Shani Mazak there, came with a Hezik by a Boru, Elish wrote the lips of Atmo, Haim Nikra Mosim Mechave. The nearest that I told Mr. Uman, Shame Mazik Olaf, Ella the Tura Mishu Mishum Ones, Hare Kava Diazaku Boreish Loma Da Mazik Havi Mosim Havi Amosi Volavariah. Mashiach the Ramban, the Elul Shem Mazik, or a Sufik who in Bechlal Oya Mazik, for the Chen and Nizik, who are most of Yolav Araya. He quotes over Kamat and the Testament Beis, that's the Gemara which we had Zira. He says, he quotes the Gemara, Zil Aisi Raya, the Mamach is the Tanagolam after Rukha, quotes the Ramban. You have to be right at your Rabubche. If you don't bring a Raya, you have to pay. Quote in Shulchan Aruch. Where the head is the Chobas al Kochahu al Hamazik. Uzvareinu hare raya mizeh the shidas hatosis apturu mitam onet, and therefore the mazik has to bring a raya that he's a mumchad lo karamba. He's suggesting that maybe the Shulchan Aruch is taskening like tos, like not like Ramba. This is Shulchan Aruch and Koshin Mishnah. Now, what we said before, it's the chiyuv of chavolah. When it comes to chavolah, the pashtus is that the nechbal has to bring a raya. I say you hurt me. I got to prove that you hurt me. I just can't say you hurt me. I have to bring proof. If I don't bring proof, so then it's null and void. Oh. How do we pop? This shaila. Fundamental question. How do we pass them? Like Tosa, like the Rambam. So it's Simon Shin Ayin Chet. Sif Al. Also the Hazik Maman Chavero. The Mizigo Afafish and Anana Chayav the Shalik. Nezik Shalik. Bein Shoya Shogeg. Bein Shoya Onus. Sounds like the Mechab is passing for care. Passing like who? Like the Rambach. The Ramoye. The Dabsa She'eno Onas Gomor Kemoshe is born. The Ramoye clearly passes like who? Like Tosin. No question about it. But the Mechab doesn't quote that. Seems to perhaps be passing like the Ramban. So the Shaf says, Haloshim Begunga, should have said, Vyesham of Dapta Shayna on his gun. If a Losh, the Ramah of Machab, and Masha to Ain Chiluk, to Chay Kosta of Aram, Aram Amaka, the Ramah Ain Chiluk, that's the Ramban of a Messiah. Simon Shin Ayat Chet, Sif Al. Choshim Mishma. The Shach of Cotton Aleph says that it sounds like it's a machlokas to the Mechab and the Ramo, the Pasha. That's what he says. So this Rabbi Ilan says that a doctor should be chayav the Torah Shoma. A Shoma Socha. But the question is, another question which we discussed last year at great length, the Gemara in the Perek HaShoa, how did the Shoma become chayav? Remember the Gemara? Tikkun the Mashiach of the Shomer, remember that? That's Tzadi Testament Aleph, I believe. In order to be Chayav at Torah Shomer, you have to, well, that's a Machlokas, what it means. Again, a Machlokas, Tosas in the Ryan, on the other. Most of the Shem, Tikkun the Mashiach of the Kuchas, Tikkun the Mashiach, what do the words mean? There's another Gemara Faker, Hanachlafai is Chayav. Well, I didn't pick it up, didn't drag it towards me. That's a Machlokas we showed. Some say that Tikna Mashiach B'Sham doesn't mean you're not chayav until you're chayav right away. Tikna Mashiach means you can no longer back out. I want to back. I change my mind. Once it's Mashiach, you can no longer change your mind. That's what some B'Sham say. Others say no. Tikna Mashiach B'Sham means until there was an actual Mashiach, there is no chayav. Period. You're not chayav without Mashiach. As a matter of fact, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, that same dot. The Gemara says that if you want the person that's working for you to be chayav, yakdim lo dinar. Take a look. Right where we left off last time. It's a Gemara throughout Ranchburg on the right hand margin. The Gemara says, same Gemara we quoted before. I see raya the mamchis of Tarnagolim after all. You have to bring the raya here that you're an expert in shechit. Otherwise, you're going to be chayav. Lo kasha. Kan bechinam. Kan bestar. That's the key line. Bechinam yapotter. And bestar yachayav. Ki ha di omar. Rav Zera. Harosa she is chayav lo tabach. Yakdim lo dino. If you want to be chayav, make sure to pay him in advance. You pay him in advance, and then if he makes a mistake in the shechita, he's going to have to pay him. Because he's b'schar. That's shayach by a person. Pay for the person. What? How's that possible? I'm going to be shom asach on a person. How do you make a kinyan on a person? If I give you my tape recorder to be a shom asach on, I'll hand it to you. You'll be koned. You'll become chayav. Like, give you my say, here, drag me on the stretcher, and now you're chayav in the Mashiach. Well, can't be. Can't be. Yeah.
Let's say I perform service for you, right? How am I 5 minutes? If I'm going to weed, if I say I'm going to weed your lawn, how would I be 5 minutes?
All right. That's right. That's part of that question.
No, but there is a way. Whatever it is for that, it's for
doctor. What we have to know what is the way, if any. So that machlok that I mentioned to you earlier is also found in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Tzadi Aleph. Siv Hei. Yesh mi she'omer she'shomer azeh miyad she'kibol olav lishmo she'omer hanach lefonai v'nistas al abale mishmira chayev olav m'posha am al fish olav m'osha v'yesh mi she'omer she'en o chayev ad she'yimsho v'mochum she'mashicha kona. It also comes up in Ksubos a little bit. I keep referring to Ksubos. I think that's what we're learning in the yeshiva. I'm not sure if you're learning Ksubos or not. This last line is also a Gemara in Ksubos and Elanari. But the Gemara talks about Mashicha b'shut Rabin. Well, it doesn't work. Well, says, well, Tosis today, if it's a Geneva, it does work. You recall that Tosis. But the Rishonim say it akin to the question of whether it worked for a Shomer or not. So say for a Shomer, it also would work against the Mechab. Mechab is going to need the Mashicha Konim, even for a Shomer, not only for a Kenyan government. It's mentioning the Derech Haq. So the Nesivin says, to answer your question, Sif Kotin Yud Beit, Asher Yimshok, V'yidhiktim Skala Shal Mesocha Nirishu Vare Shul Shal Mesocha Belo Mashicha. So Kinyan Mahani, Ayin Mitzimun Shin Lamed Gimel Shekotav Tivu Sipoel Sheskoro Mekesev HaKesev Kolin Ninjani Yochel Azabo. So for a poel who's going to do work with no object, he can't pull the object and just take care of the lawn like you said before. So what do? Do you pay him in advance? You pay him in advance, he's chayav. You pay him in advance, then he's going to be chayav. That's your answer. Pay him in advance. So I said, see what's here in Sif Kotin, Yud Beit. Pash the sin, you don't pay him in advance. Then it wouldn't apply. Who paid a doctor in advance?
No, you do.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have to fill out the form that you're insured, and so.
Is that considered paying? I don't know, it's a good question. Is that considered paying in advance if you fill out the insurance form? So they collect from insurance?
That's only an emergency.
No, it's not that stuff. You go to a doctor's office, the first thing they ask you to do is sign your name and sign you, give you your insurance card. First thing. And they're right, otherwise, they want to make sure they get paid. They're. But that's the question. That's the prediction of the car? I don't know.
It's more like a guarantee.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really. I don't know.
Is
this
general
law concerning
payment?
Check.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't sign a check yet.
But you said not an IOU.
No IOU. I don't think so. I don't think so. Only thing is that their post can say that the only time you require a Kenyan is where a Kenyan works. Where there cannot be a Kenyan, then maybe you don't need it. By human being, there cannot be a Kenyan. Why do you need a kinyan? When a kinyan hack can work by a tape recorder. So you have to have a kinyan one day and raise $30 to pay. But a human being with it, no kinyan works at all, so then it's entirely possible to say that you don't need a kinyan. You have another comparable case. I can't even come up with Ksuba somehow. Not that. We paskin, Dvar Torah Mo'ov comes, and Mashiach has not come. What happens by Matana? Well, Mashiach works by Matana with the right to not. My father was toasting around Ramban about the Zohar. Once in one opinion, when do we say that Mashiach doesn't work? When something else happens. There's also Mo'ov, Dvar Torah Mo'ov comes. But by a Matana, or by a Gneva, that's the other category that came out, by a Gneva, where there's no money, then everyone will be a Mashiach is called a Midarayt. Others disagree. Take a look at the beginning of the fifth paragraph of the Midarayt. This is an example. Kiftur, in our case, you wouldn't require a Kenyan. I'll tell me, but what's the difference? We've already established before that there cannot be no Chiyuv Shmir because it's considered karka. A human being is karka. Wait a minute. Is that true? There's no chiyuv shmir on karka at all? Who remembers the Rambam, the famous Rambam from last year at the very beginning, huh? Right, the pshia b'karka is what? It's chayav. All the Torah was pshia b'balam, the pot, the pshia b'karka is chayav. There's so much nachronim about that question. But you remember at least the bottom line. The pshia b'karka is chayav. So, even though he's considered karka, according to the Rambam, you'd be chayav. You know, possible that the kind of pshia we're talking about in the case of the Rambam is even a pshia b'shei v'altas. You didn't take measures to save the object from becoming lost. That's very relevant for a doctor. Malpractice often, that you did something wrong. You didn't do something which you should have done. You didn't warn me about a certain disease. Huh?
Didn't do a certain test.
Didn't do a certain test. That's right. That's very relevant. Today, the doctors are ordering up tests like crazy, costing directly and indirectly billions of dollars. Well, now it's not a problem itself. National healthcare system, these are just way too much and it'll be tough. But until that time, they're costing billions of dollars in direct and pass-along costs, insurance pass-along costs, tests. Why do all these tests? Sometimes they really need it. Other times, doesn't make sense to do the test. You're afraid of malpractice. Serious problem. It impacts on our own community in many ways. One of them, to give an example, a woman who was expecting a baby, she's over a certain age, and age is going down every single year. They right away, doctors say, do a amniocentesis. Why? Because they're afraid, chas v'shalom, the baby shouldn't be Down syndrome. But of an older age, somewhat of an elevated risk of this syndrome. So once they put the seed into the woman's head, she usually can't sleep for another 8 months. Like, you know, always vague, and what do I do? Should I abort? Everyone's getting to hit the tumble. It all becomes because the doctors are saying it, and they're saying it's a malpractice. What happened was, there was a lady, and she gave birth to a child, the child was down, and she went to sue the doctor. That the doctor told her that she shouldn't have an amniocentesis. She would have done it. She would have found out he was down. She would have aborted. And now she has all these problems for life. She sued the doctor for $10 million or something like that. She probably won. And ever since then, the doctors have to cover themselves by mentioning that this sentence exists. You see, this is a serious matter. And it happens many, many times. Such a pshia, even though it's Pshay Balkasa, can fit into the category of Poshaya, and therefore you may be Chayav, even if the person considers Karka. So we pass like the Rambam? Well, I forget about Machlokas. Everything we discuss is the Shana of Machlokas, but that's like the Koshin Mishpah, that's the area of Machlokas all the time. Sim and Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph. Shomer and Achai of the Karkov. Shura Mipshia. The Hochi Kaimos is the Ramo. The Yesh Mechaim of Mipshia, the Rambam. The Ramo passes against the Rambam. Simen Shin Alam Sipal. The Shach. Vani Yochach, Gileel Simen Tamach Vav. Sifkot Kuf Chav Bey. The Hoika Kel Rambam, the Pipshia Chaim. One of those shots that you know. One of those. A mile long. So with a show, you may often probably look at that shot last year. If I had a chance to forget it since then. But he passed it at the Rambam. The way he does the case is the shot passes one way, the Rambam passes another way. The suffix. Where do I suffix? Hamotzi Michavero. All of a riot, the doctor can say, listen, I follow the Rambam. This, by the way, is true of legal malpractice. We really haven't discussed that much. It doesn't concern us that much. But it's true to here, too. Legal malpractice is usually a case of omission. You didn't file a brief by a certain time, and therefore your client lost out. So, it could be a case of pshia, even though you were just the patent. It's also considered pshia. Oh. Let's now discuss one more topic. Tosis says, and that's Tzadik Tesla and Beis Bava Kamma, page 5. Do the Gemara. Last narrow, or medium sized line, I should say. Itma. Amara Dina Lashul Kami. Benim Sara. What does that mean? Rashi, Amara Dina the Dat is told to be Kablena Mechavero. I'm afraid it's counterfeit. They will go to the expert and he says it's a good coin. It's a Sichta Karita. They shite that the Nafik Mitute Sichta. What does that mean? Rashi says, Daki Vitor, Shulkan and Umdenoy. So the Sichta Karita, Shulkan and Matbea, they have eaten Surah Peret, but I know you're the key as well. They don't make mistakes, they're real pros. But the plain, average guy, even if he dabbles in the field, could be chai. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes by them, and the Kuf of an Aleph, it said, Rishlog is what line? Achmi lay zidma the Rebbe Lotha. Omam aliyehi. Omalei, he added four words. Chazid Allah Tatamich. Look, I'm relying on you. Omalei, I'm not the line I remember, the Mishtaka, Bisha, Beina, the Lutulah, I have to pay you. Go on to the armor of his name, who saw it in the Gami. My lab, Rameh, will feel a conversation? No, Rameh is feeling a conversation. End of the sugar, they call Rameh Pastor Gami. What do you see? Four magic words. Chazid Allah Tosamim. You say that? You had the law on you, then you made a mistake yesterday. Alright, that's the sugi here in Zabakar. The Tulsa said, the Tani Ido, that is testing the faith, they do have a head of time. Lo Shaya Pokal Shuye, Khan Bechinam, excuse me, Khan Vitsa, Khan Bechinam, Kid Mishani Gabi Shkita. The Bahakorat Nasea Sorok the Kiyus Godo, the less they let them say, it ain't Bucky Kindank of the Israel. You have no business giving free advice. You give free advice, if I wash your shirt for free, you still know what's going on, most likely what's going to go wrong. If I give advice and count up his coins, I'm not an expert in the field, that itself is an act of magic. Don't mix in the Muklam of all Tasha. If you know anything about coins, don't give advice to the counterfeiter. If you do give advice and it's followed, he relies on you, you're chayav anyway. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says, we have the Rashba here too, no? Thank you.
Is he asking you in advice? Hold on. Yes, Mr. Arson. Top of the second column. Page what? Page 7, whatever it is. Yes, Mepharshim, that feel dank of Yusuf is Tzar Chayovin. That feel the Uman Ketakla, that the Bore Chayav Kol Shikling of Tzar. The Tzar, that the Bore, the Shchit, the Ketakla of Yusuf, the Riyat Matbea. That was it. It was told, more or less. Principal, anyway. Well, did he catch it? It just came, I feel the dank of Yusuf, the Chiluk. How did the Mepharshim give rise to Kamais, the Uman Ketakla, the Ketakla of Yusuf? The Gemara should have made up to draw that distinction. Elavalei, the two lines later, the Dank of Yisr, of the Ki, Fei, I feel the Bitzkar, too. The Falasha, Bechina, Tayyab. The right to know the distinguished other. The Hefesh, Yesh, Bet, Uman, the Shkita, the Uman, the Riyah, the Matbeah. Listen carefully. The Eilig, the Shkita, Tolim, the Uman, the Adayim, and Science, Afilu, Ahumon, Afoki, Ketapa, the Tiborius, Halkala, Isim, LSK, Yaskia, Vietavim, and Lasso, Hey, Dave. He can be the best surgeon in the world, and his hands can slip. I'm telling you, I know of a case directly where there was a case of, a surgery, they suspected a certain thing, and they opened up a baby, a child, and it was a great surgeon, he was in Mount Sinai, one of the great hospitals. And it was late in the day, after all day of surgery, this knife slipped by a little mashu, and the child suffered terribly. It was a malpractice. The doctor said, I said, he's an honest fellow. He'd be a great surgeon, but you know, the hands would slip. But, I will berea to my face. Again, the fichav, Lo on the stomach, Ashvinalei. Not on the stomach, he slipped. Avarias and Matveya. Kol shu boki harbe kitanka biyusir. Kema shazavar tali beria. Rabikias pituas and Matveya lo shak shizavar boki kitanka biyusir. Uche shetho. For some crazy reason, he came in the wrong answer. On his stomach. Visham vissacha potim and onsin. Visham vissacha potim and even the star they put to him. And the healing time is tired, someone's using his hand. Someone's using his brain as a consultant. They put to even the star. Very good. This being the case, we should draw the distinction between a surgeon and a diagnostician. If he's a surgeon and he makes a mistake, he's being paid, he might say he's tired. If he's a diagnostician and makes a mistake, he is being paid to be father. Now the Sitzeliezer that we have here quotes precisely this distinction with respect to Dine Shammai. What we're saying now, that the same distinction would be true even with respect to Dine Other. Here. Sitzeliezer. Page. What's the 18. Page 18. The end of the page. Quote the Tashbeis. All of it, those steps, the Lula Rope, Achabura, Sid Malecha, Tayyad, Shiki Gossin, the Zona, who he's a baller, and he's a barzel, the surgeon. Shayed and Torah, Shabila Maha, and the Torah, Omen, the Moshin, and Simon, and the Hedrin, I am both. Of a Rope, called the Mashin, the Mishal Shaloyo, We think it may be different to the other, according to the Shita Sarashbo. And the Marshal, possible back there, I suppose. Instead of shinbuff and cutting it out, the shock broken. So again, you can say something about the myth of Ella, right? Oh. Yeah.
Doesn't seem
the same. Good question. Can a person say, I want a paskin like a day which is not found in Shulchan Aruch? You know, just about everything in the world is always a day and it's not the other, something or, you know, there's always someone who's going to disagree. We have generally have a rule that the Mechavan or Amor say something to be accepted. And you can even extract money. Can't say Kimli like the Rabbeinu, Ploni, Almoni, who disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and the Rabbah. And for the Rabbeinu, Ploni, they happen to be Shach, a bit of a different story. Shach is considered able to hold his own against the Shulchan Aruch, and you can take, often take Kimli like him. Marshal Perek, I go to the late here. Pasuk HaRashba, the Uman Gomer, I feel of the star Pasuk. When he's either aim or secondary to Korea, he can't tell. He's not sure. What does he say at the end? Doesn't say. And he's not sure. He quotes the Marshal, something maybe for something, he's not sure. Now, here's one more point. The key phrase, Chazid Alokas Amitha, is part of the Kufa Midal. Do you have to say those magic words? Do you have to say it? The Tosa says, Ach mi dina l'rabalot. Akati avasara v'nigma. Yilo avasara v'nigma. Lohaya v'chiyo lohaya v'chiyo. To the magic of Rabbi Chiyo, the oven of the image was a din. God the Kamar Khazid Alakas Amitna Afilu La Ama Avim Atayim Morapia Afagat Lo Omro Le Avim Atayim Ilav Yishuk Lo Havim Sara Pamela Rav Alpha Sata Lo Olam Lo Matayim Ashiyomulo. According to the Rif, the only time you ever appear to pay is the guy from the Farish Khazid Dalah and the Mechavah. And the Mechavah passes that way. Mechavah Simon Shinbo Sibalin says, Paula Umnim Shomri Sofer, hey? And then it says, Sibbo. Amara Dilo Shulchani, who Oma Lo Yom Kadim Sara, the star of all five Shalit says, "Who she over the Shulchani Alecha Anisom." So there it is. That I'm relying on. I mean, people say that. Spell it out. Here's the key line. Oh, Shehoyu Asmarim Marim Shusomet Al Riyoto. Below Yare Lacherim. And it's not going to show it to anybody else. It's going to show it to somebody else. I give you an opinion. And I expect you to ask for a second opinion. Not to be so careful. You hear what I have to say, they'll ask somebody else. To buy goofs, and maybe I wouldn't be higher. The Ramah said, Yes, I'm not feeling some and I'm not high. That's so against the risk. Even the Ramah's mode that the rift sounds like he's right. Oh, hold on a second. And here the Shach says, the Marshal passed like the Rosh, be on the side the eagle to a rib, and he brings riots back and forth. Aye, the Rosh has the Kasha, the summer is so mechanic. Some is some of us. What do you have to say to us? The Rosh Kasha. The Shach explained here in the Tanya day, it's not a good Kasha. Why? Because it has to be Mucha. The Rambam says, oh, it's very Kaya Lokahe. has to be muchach shelo yara l'acher. Has to be clear, not going to show it to anybody else. This could be a case, by the way, which goes beyond the case of doctrine. I have a colleague, this Torah. A man bought a house, and he bought an engineer to make sure the house was in good shape. The engineer looked around the house, yeah, it's in good shape. Then, as soon as he signed the contract and started to move into the house, he found out the plumbing was absolutely horrendous, the beams were falling down. He had to put in many thousands of dollars to fix up the plumbing with the bathrooms, etc., etc. They have a disturb pending against the seller. So the seller said, what do you want from me? You bought an engineer. Engineer said that it's okay. Go sue the engineer. Presumably there's a very good case against the engineer. What's the lawyer said? And those pursued. The engineer gave him bad advice. Did he tell the engineer the favors? Chazida lost us a minute. I'm relying on you. Maybe we should say no. Hadvarim Marim, clear from circumstances that he's belonging to. That's what he brought him in for. Maybe it was another engineer. We'll take a second or three. Two different engineers. I was belonging to the other engineer. I gave you my opinion, but I figured you could call it somebody else. I'm not involved in that case. I can go to secular court. Another engineer is observant, whether they're not Jewish. These cases come up in real life, this kind of situation. This being the case, Rabbi, it's possible again to draw a distinction between a surgeon and a general practitioner. If a surgeon is cutting, obviously you're relying on him. No one else is going to cut. You can't say, well, you'll cut up one finger, then they're going to cut another finger. You're relying on a surgeon who has to cut up his finger. No one else. You only have one surgeon. But if it's a matter of diagnosis, then one can argue, and in a circumstance that the doctor will say, he came to me to discuss this situation, and I gave certain advice. And the tools for malpractice. Well, you know, you're a woman, you have to pay. You say, how do you look at something? I have no way of knowing you weren't going to go find a second opinion. On the contrary, it's the minigant thing, look for a second opinion. That's a very strong minute, look for a second opinion. Yes? Maybe I would have looked a little bit harder. Correct? Yes. Right.
Right. So I don't have a method of 11 ships, we'll have a city for mail or something.
Yeah, of course, the person has to be past the medical board, past the counterfeit detection test. He didn't pass that, there's no good thing to stick it in your nose and someone else's business. The equation is being behind. Well, yeah, I'm presuming, we're talking about our case, about practice, we're presuming someone can't pass the board. If he didn't pass the board, oh boy, you're really in trouble. I'll just end, I'm going to basically finish my presentation, but I'll end with an anecdote, a serious anecdote, but I feel like I should tell this Hamidah because I'm going through it. Came to somebody who was very, very sick. One of the doctor said it's terminal, and there's no hope. So, the family, a member of the family decided, oh, well, no hope, we're going to the medical community, we'll go out by the medical community. We found connection, some guy who has special powers, and he's going to put a hand on his head, and he's going to do this, do that, abracadabra magic, he's going to... So, probably not mind to show you the story in real life. The story is, for me, less than a week old, I found out of that. Well, I thought about the next story. They came to me, the family, the doctor came to me. Said to the doctor, will have any hand on his head to hurt? No. It's an expression we have. If lo yovel lo yazik, it won't help, it won't hurt even. That's a big family. As long as it doesn't violate any medical rules, I don't want to be cut. So I felt confident. So far, I think I was like, did I get enough to me? Watch this. But, I never let him know. I didn't believe in that people have hurt. So that's what I'm going to do. I got to tell you, the family the same family went to another rabbi. I thought to myself, who has a greater aversion to Kabbalah than I have? They told him the guy has coils. With coils, he can do blood circulation back, and that's how he can do things with Dr. Kim. They explained it to him. I found it out afterwards. I didn't know. We didn't know about each other's existence. I knew that we were both being stolen. You know, don't tell anybody. You know, secret. The cells there, they only have cells. You can't tell him. He doesn't know. You don't know about him. He doesn't know. What? But is it really? Is it a real story? And they told that there's a Pizarra. I mean, they told Pizarra. Above the Derek test. They have the doctor test. The doctor has to be a Swedish, and he was the Kabbalah, the word. I can't. But whatever you can't, like the Kabbalah and Abram test. You can follow the Kabbalah, but never against the Shabbat, never against the Halach. I'll dare say, you can follow me whatever you want, but don't go against the medical decision. I have to take medicine. Sure. Last Friday night at the shul, the doctor has to be converted. Just found out, this guy said, the medicine you're taking?
Yes.
You don't have to take it. Instead of taking X amount, take half. And then we'll get it down to zero. The doctor came running. He killed the patient. He could lead the patient to die earlier. Going off the medicine, it could happen. I went Friday night to the home. And I thought that I was sort of in front of the family, but the first of the half, the people weren't there. Sleeping right. But the next day at shul, the doctor in front of the family said, "What are you doing?" So the members of the family said, "Sorry, he wasn't doing that sort of position." I rubbed this, that, together. So here I was, I really didn't know how to handle the situation. It was a serious, serious challenge. So he did. The person was still. You know, certainly conscious, he had moments of lucidity, clarity, you know. Chai Shaw, the doctor said he can't live long, but Chai Shaw also something, he could see the thousand times a show. Chai Shaw. Had he been in a faith in an irreversible coma, and the pulse can be cut, you know, a plea of the medicine, that's a discussion, not for now. It's a very long discussion. The Zaman has a discussion, the Zaman will talk of various, ways about that situation. This was different. Here the person, you know, he's taking Shabbos and he gets back at Shabbos. I didn't know more, but something. So, after Shabbos, the doctor comes to me, says this, that. Family said it's a cancer, tumor. The tumor is gone. Gone? I didn't know. So this guy said it's gone. But man, what's the point of giving a medicine? The medicine's not going to hurt you. Medicine, if you're healthy, take medicine. It can hurt you. Hey, the tumor is gone. So we got a hold of the rabbi of this faith healer. Or whatever he really is, they tell them what's going on. Tell them to cut it out. So, at the very least, it's not my doctor had a great suggestion. Take the test that the diagnostic that it'll show us. Either it's gone or it's not gone. I mean, you know, let's look. We live in a world that can see these things. Says, okay, we'll come. Especially when we're counting, we'll come. So, this week. So the rabbi from that community where this guy belongs to the shul calls him and says, "Yo, what are you doing? You're gonna be sued. You're gonna be sued. You're fixing it where you don't belong. You never passed the medical board. You're not a doctor at all. You're gonna be sued. You're telling the patient to go up and to get it. Now, if he did, you maybe you have to leave Gore and Pesicha. You're gonna be sued. You know what his response was? The rabbi might be Gore and Pesicha. This rabbi was considered, his own rabbi was a garment teacher. The other person who I told you was noted was told, why I wasn't mentioned, he didn't know that I wasn't officially consulted. But I'm not yet officially on the list of the murderers, the equal murderers. Since they don't want to do with stuff, but he's and he's being sent by God. So we have murderers. The Rabbanim are murderers. So I told this rabbi, the rabbi, that's true. Said, you know, the last guy who said he was sent by God around 1,992 years ago, he said, you know, watch out for these guys. So the rabbi in the back, he was a tremendous insane. That guy didn't live very long, he was a tremendous insane. Yes?
There are two things based on the story. Didn't you say now that maybe if this case came up again, it would be wrong to say that the guy can't go to these...
That's right. You have to learn your lesson. I guess my mistake was I shouldn't let it left through the front door.
Do you think there's any other way to close the door and connect the God?
I don't know about the God story. I mean, that's a new story. But I heard about it. And he couldn't stand. What do I know? I mean,
he falls apart, even if it's not a God story.
No,
stand. You're saying it's not, but you're saying it's not this riot that will destroy your heart, go yeah. I mean, even if you're going to die, better die than be cured by this guy. I don't know what he is. P.S. What happened? So they took the game, I want to call it, this week. P.S. Dr. Kampalini, Zuber is there, even a little bit bigger. So this healer heard the news, and he called up the rabbi, and Rabbi, I have good news for you. The tumor is not bigger. Maybe it's even a little bit smaller. And he wanted to read it a little bit differently. The doctor told me, yes, the tumor is absolutely gone. He took them off the medicine. I don't even know what the end is. The story is still going on. But I think we have to be convinced that I should go back to the medicine. I think I'm saying this because it's on my mind. You have to be so careful. You talk about the loyalty. You didn't learn. Someone who doesn't know about medical matters should really leave it to the doctors who know. And not try to mix it. Just to review, get the difference we said in the last 2 weeks, for a minute. Yes, malpractice exists. It's alive and well in our country. And it's alive and well in halacha, because that's the understanding. That's the understanding. There is a legitimate claim which a person can have for what we call malpractice, a legitimate claim. And reshus bezdin, as we speak about, presumably means only if the bezdin said the favorite that we want you so much to heal, then we'll exempt you from malpractice. We don't have that in our country. Therefore, there is an obligation. There is an obligation. And it's therefore a key of the pen. So we believe in our practice. It exists. The question of a doctor who heals for nothing, we spoke about it again a little bit today. It's called the mazik. The mazik, you can be merkel. It's called you can't be merkel. The chila doesn't mean actually the chila or actually actual shia. Well, the implicit understanding. You cannot have an implicit understanding of your own body. That'll explain why, according to the Ramban and the Mechaber, the doctor would have to say even if he was doing it for nothing, as opposed to the case of study that's the thing, to do something proper. Particularly, we talk about the question of diagnostician versus a surgeon, which might exist for two different reasons. One is as far as the relying on somebody else, the hadid alach of hamichna, which was the end, and also based upon the Rashba, the distinction between a person who makes a mistake with his hand, it's not an onus of God, but your hand slip, exactly. Opposed to the case of the diagnostician, is supposed to always get it right. Some crazy reason got it wrong. It's a common problem. What could he do? These are some of the distinctions which we discussed. So let's hope that Kodesh Baruch Hu should send his Rafua Shalema, the ultimate Rafua Shalema, to all the colon that says, and he has Shem Rafa. Right. The case where there is no money. neighbor.
Sing most of the words.
With the rice and all the she's a tackle.
What
a mouth.